This is the Auburn Question News Podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to Daily Mail, a Georgia college student who went missing last month was found dead on Friday, and authorities have identified two suspects. The body of Alexis Crawford, a 21-year-old senior at Clark Atlanta University, was found in a park in DeKalb County off of Columbia Drive in Atlanta. Atlanta Police Chief Erica Shields said in a press conference that authorities were led to the body by Crawford's friend and roommate, Jordan Jones. This has prompted investigators to identify Jones, 21, as a possible suspect in the death of Crawford. Jones initially told officers she had last seen Crawford on October 30th at her off-campus apartment, located 1.3 miles from campus. Investigators have also named Jones's boyfriend, 21-year-old Baron Brantley, a suspect in the case. Second, according to Christian Post, a Canadian couple serving as missionaries were killed alongside their two children when their vehicle was hit in a head-on collision in South Africa on Sunday. Missionaries Brandon Perrott, age 33, and his wife Melissa, age 32, their children Evelyn, age 5, and Colton, age 3, along with an orphan they were mentoring named Sebalo Sebeko, were all killed along with four other victims when the vehicles exploded in the crash. The Perrotts were high school sweethearts who began doing missionary work with Bulimbu Ministries full-time in 2016, the CBC reports. The Christian nonprofit operates a community church, a Christian academy, a health clinic, and care for about 350 orphans and vulnerable children in Bulimbu. At the time of their deaths, the family lived in Bulimbu, a small town in the mountainous high-veld region of Eswatini, formerly known as Swaziland. They were all burnt beyond recognition. Preliminary investigations revealed that one vehicle attempted to overtake. It then collided with another oncoming vehicle. Third, according to religious news office, John Quist's upcoming Netflix holiday special and new book were on hold after allegations the popular comedian has used his celebrity status and Christian reputation to sexually harass women. A Netflix spokesperson confirmed to religion news office on Thursday that the status of Quist's special is now up in the air. It was set to appear on the video streaming platform on Thanksgiving. In addition to the special, Quist was scheduled to release a book in March titled Untag Me, The Subtle Art of Appealing Better Than You Really Are. Its publisher, Waterbrook, a Christian imprint of Penguin Random House, sends a statement to ONS saying it was postponing publication of the book. In a statement provided to Quist magazine, Quist apologized for what he called destructive and sinful behavior. Fourth, according to Christian Headlines, and another sign that Islamist elements hostile to Christianity in Sudan could be reined in, the Minister of Religious Affairs has reiterated that Christian properties confiscated under the previous regime would be returned. Acknowledging that Christians were persecuted and endured very bad practices under the regime of former President Omar al-Bashir, Minister of Religious Affairs Nasser al-Din Mufwa on Sunday, November 3rd, was quoted in international Arabic newspaper Ashok al-Assad as saying property stolen from Sudanese Christians would be returned through court proceedings. Mufwa also had told media in September that confiscated church properties should be returned. In Sunday's article, in which he invited expelled Jews to return to Sudan, as he had in September, drawing criticism from Muslim hardliners, Mufwa said that Christians and people of other beliefs are free to practice their faith in Sudan. They, Christians or Sudanese, and their religion is heavenly with its values and beliefs, Mufwa said, saying that Christians have such a presence in Sudan that they should not be described as a minority. Fifth, according to Religion News Office, a Royal Medieval Pentateuch manuscript that had been in private collections for years will go on display Friday, November 8th, at the Museum of the Bible. The volume, which dates to around the year 1000, was acquired 2 years ago by the Green Collection, headed by billionaire Steve Green of the Hobby Lobby Arts and Crafts chain. The Pentateuch, consisting of the 5 biblical books of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, forms the first part of the 24-volume Hebrew Bible. It was written by scholars of the Masoretic tradition, who codified the Hebrew Bible and added diacritical marks above and below the Hebrew letters to enable correct pronunciation. There are several other extant volumes of the Pentateuch from the 11th century or earlier in Russia and Israel, said Horschel A. Heppler, associate curator at the museum. The Museum of the Bible named this one the Washington Pentateuch. Sixth, according to Christian Post, actress Letitia White, who's best known by many for her leading role in the Marvel Comics film Black Panther, is cheerfully calling out secular media outlets that are refusing to report her marks giving God glory for her accomplishments. In a Twitter post last week, White said it was super cute when journalists, interviewers for magazines, leaf out the massive part where I give God the glory for the success and achievements in my life. I still love you and God will still be praised, she added in the October 28 tweet. Several Twitter users cheered her on in reply tweets. Seventh, according to NBC News, Kaylin Bennett, a freshman big man at Kent State, became the first scholarship Division I men's basketball player this season. On Wednesday night in the opening game of the season for the Golden Flashes, Bennett scored a bucket with less than 3 minutes remaining. He is not the first Division I player diagnosed with autism to score in a game. Former Michigan State center Anthony Ayani scored 5 points in 27 career games between 2010 and 2012. He was a walk-on that was made a scholarship player as a senior. You can read these stories and more at urbanchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you do not know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart today, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks so much for listening, and may God bless your day.